我们先一同有点祷告。
Let's begin with a prayer.
主啊，我们晚上又一次来到你的面前。
Lord, once again this evening we come before you.
我们都来仰望你。
We look upon you.
主啊，因为你自己的旨意是那样坚定的在天。
Lord, because your will is established in heaven.
而你在高天纪念地上卑微的人。
You remember us from heaven.
我们什么都不是。
Lord, we are nothing.
但是你确实把你的心意放在我们的身上。
But you have put your will on us.
主啊，我们算的是什么？你竟然这样的抬举我们。
Lord, who are we that you exalted us this way?
主，所以到你面前来的时候，我们的心要向着你。
Lord, so when we come before you, our hearts are toward you.
但愿你在这一个时间，你给我们众人都在这里遇见你。
May you cause us to see you at this time.
主，帮助我们举起我们的心。
Lord, may we exalt our heart.
叫我们和你天上的宝座能连接在一起。
So we'll be united to the heavenly throne.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为一切出于宝座的都是你看为宝贝的。
Lord, because everything from the throne is precious in your eyes.
也是我们不能忽略的。
And that we cannot be ignored by us.
所以我们的主，你帮助我们。
So Lord, please help us.
开我们的心窍。
Open up our hearts.
吸引我们的心。
Draw our hearts near.
停留在你那可宝贝的旨意的里头。
So we'll be inside your precious will.
主，我们承认我们天然和你的距离是那样的远。
Lord, indeed, we admit that our human nature is so far away from your will.
如果你不怜悯我们，我们没有办法跨过那一个阻挡而来到你的面光的底下。
If it's not your mercy, we cannot cross the boundary and come before you.
但是感谢你，你已经为我们做了大事。
But Lord, we thank you because you have accomplished great things for us.
你已经救我们脱离了罪和死。
And you deliver us from death and sins.
你也进到我们里面做我们的生命。
You have entered into us and become our life.
所以我们和你当中的交通不再有阻隔。
So that there's no more hindrance between us.
但是我们求我们的主，你要救我们脱离灵里面的遮蔽。
But Lord, we ask you to deliver us from the boundaries in our spirit.
而不叫我们有了交通的路，却没有进入交通的实际。
So that we will not only have the way for fellowship, but do not have the essence of it.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
晚上，你给我们再次从耶利米的身上看到跟随你的路是何等的不容易。
Lord, once again this evening, may you cause us to see the way to follow you. It's not easy as it is in Jeremiah.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you, Lord.
多少的不容易，你就有多少的恩典在那里做扶持。
No matter how difficult it is, you have enough grace to support us.
因为定义要做成你的旨意的是你的自己。
Because you are the one who determined to finish your will.
所以我们也就放胆到你面前来仰望你。
So we come boldly before you and look upon you.
等候你，等候我们的主。
And we wait upon our Lord.
要看你如何成就你手中要做成的。
And that we'll wait and see how you accomplish the work in your hands.
主，晚上这段时间，求你纪念我们。
Lord, may you remember us in this evening.
再用你自己从前说过的话，今天向我们再说。
Use the words that you once had said and speak to us one more time.
让我们众人都在你的光中往前行。
So that we can walk forward in your light.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this and look upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
耶利米的日子虽然是困难。
Even though Jeremiah's days are difficult.
但是他有一个极大的扶持。
But he has a great support.
这一个扶持乃是神的自己。
This support is our God Himself.
我们记得上次末了，我们看到神让耶利米做了一件事。
Last time we saw that God caused Jeremiah to do one thing.
让他买了一条腰带束在腰上。
He caused him to buy a belt and tie around his waist.
然后把这个腰带带到伯拉大河。
And then he told him to bring it to Euphrates.
埋葬在那里。
And to hide it there.
然后跟了相当的时日又去把它刨出来。
And after a while, he told him to dig it up.
当然那个腰带就坏了。
But of course, the belt was ruined.
神就用着那个腰带对以色列人在那里宣告。
And God proclaimed to the Israel using the belt.
说到以色列原来是神最亲近的。
He told the Israel they were like that belt who was very close to him.
贴在神的身上。
It was around his waist.
但是因着他们的悖逆。
But because of the rebellion,
神只好把他们交出去。
God gave them away.
我们特别留意的还不是这一个动作所表达的信息。
We are not paying special attention to the message manifested by this
action. 我们所留意的是耶利米在神面前的反应。
What we need to pay attention is the reaction of Jeremiah before God.
我们记得那一个时候犹大向神的悖逆是到了一个很深的地步。
We know that at that time, Judah's rebellion is really great before God.
表面上他们还是敬重神。
On the surface, it seems like they still respect God.
但实际上他们根本就不把神放在眼里。
But in reality, they did not have any respect for God.
那所以神才一再的借着先知向他们说话。
So God once again used the prophets to speak to them.
那么难得的就是耶利米替神说话的时候。
When Jeremiah spoke for God,
他不单是在那里说话,
not only did he speak,
他还在那里要付代价说话,
he also paid a price to speak for God.
在当时的环境, 他说话会招惹到他安全上的危险。
Under that circumstances, when he spoke, it was dangerous for him.
那个危险就是在以色列的那个祭司的集团的里头所加给他的。
The danger came from the corporation of prophets in Israel.
但是现在为神说话，除了要付那一个冒险的代价以外
，Now when he spoke, besides taking the risk of danger,
他还有很多的劳苦。
He had to suffer a lot.
我们上次已经特别提了。
And we mentioned it last time.
从耶路撒冷跑到伯拉大河。
From Jerusalem to Euphrates.
这一段路程并不好走。
This is not an easy way to go.
那到哪里干什么呢？
And why did he go there?
就是把一个腰带埋在那里。
Is to hide that belt.
那然后就回来了。
And then he went back.
隔了相当的时日。
And after a while.
神又说你再回去伯拉大河那里。
God told him to go back to Euphrates.
把那个腰带刨出来。
And to dig the belt out.
这样的来回跑。
So he goes back and forth.
就是好像就做那么一点点的事。
It's as if it's only this little thing he has accomplished.
如果按照人的观念来看
，According to man's standpoint,
我们就不能不问一个问题。
We cannot but to ask the question.
值得吗
？Is it worthy?
一定要如此吗
？Do we have to do this?
那埋在本地不可以吗
？Can we just hide it in the local place?
为什么一定要埋到？伯拉大河那边去呢
why do we need to hide it in Euphrates?
但我们感谢神
We thank God.
我们看到耶利米在神面前没有意见
We see that Jeremiah has no comments before God.
神让他去他就去
God caused him to go and he went.
神让他回来他就回来
And God caused him to come back and he came back.
神让说你再去把他要回来
And God told him to go again and he went again.
他也就去了
And he went again.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们能体会这一段的路程
If we can understand this path,
我们实在不能不在主的面前有一个看见
We cannot but to see before the Lord
你要站在见证人的地位上
If you want to stand at the person that's
你要做神的出口
testimony, if you want to speak for God,
你要发表神的心思
if you want to express God's will,
你就必须要肯付代价
you have to pay a price.
如果肯付代价
if you're willing to pay a price,
那弟兄姊妹们
then brothers and sisters,
我们记得我们一首诗歌
and remember there's a hymn,
说没有坐花轿上天堂的事
that you cannot go to heaven in comfort.
那弟兄姊妹这是很实际的一个问题
it is a very practical matter.
那所以当神 用着耶利米说了这些话的时候，
So when God used Jeremiah to speak all these words,
神就借着耶利米去对犹大发出了一个很严厉的警告。
And God caused Jeremiah to speak solemnly to Judah.
说到他们已经给神弃绝了。
And tell them that they are forsaken by God.
神不再纪念他们。
That God will not remember them no more.
从自大的。
From the oldest, from the greatest.
Yeah. 君王。
Kings.
一直下到最卑微的。
To the most lowly.
都没有一个人能逃脱神的管教。
And no one can escape God's punishment.
并且神告诉他们说，
And God told them also,
将来在那里给你们难处的。
In the future, the suffering that you're going to encounter,
就是你起初以为是你的好朋友的。
The difficulty is from those you thought those were your friends.
我们上次特别提到二十一节啊，十三章的。
Last time we mentioned chapter 13, verse 21.
耶和华立你自己所交的朋友为首来辖制你。
What will you say when the Lord sets over you those you cultivated as your special allies?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这个事情，我们晓得会是指着西西家王的那一次接待巴比伦的使者。
And this is talking about King Hezekiah and how he received the ambassadors.
弟兄姊妹也记得，当巴比伦的使者来的时候
，When the ambassadors from Babylon come，
西西家就什么都给他们看。
King Hezekiah showed them everything，
连那个军械库都给他们打开来看。
And showed them the The weapons, all the weapons that they had.
弟兄姊妹们，后来神的使者就来责备他。
And then later on, God's prophet came to.
从那一件事情，我们稍微能体会得到，巴比伦跟犹大有过一阵子是好朋友。
So we can see from this incident that Babylon was once a friend of Judah.
但是等到有一天。
But one day.
神说
the Lord said,
我就用着你以为是好朋友的来给你辖制。
That you, your special allies will be the one who come over you.
那这些事情发生的时候了。
When these things happen,
犹大人当然也不明白。
The people of Judah did not understand.
现在我们读到这里的时候，好像耶利米自己也不大明白。
And when we read here, we see that Jeremiah seems like he did not understand either.
怎么不明白呢？
How did he not understand?
他就觉得说，
He felt like,
为什么这些事情会发生在我们的身上？
Why would these things happen to them?
为什么我们会遭遇这些事情呢？
Why would we encounter all these things?
那到了这个地步的时候，
To this circumstance,
犹大人他眼目里边所注意的就是我现在受难处。
In the eyes of the people of Judah, what they see is that they are encountering difficulties.
他们却没有留意到这个难处发生的原因在哪里。
They did not pay attention to the reason of this difficulty.
当然耶利米他知道。
Of course, Jeremiah knew.
但是我们读这段话的时候，
But when we read these words,
好像连耶利米也觉得神是不是手下的太重。
It seems as if Jeremiah think that God's hand is too heavy on them.
那神就对耶利米说了一件事情。
And God spoke to Jeremiah.
这一件事情是非常严肃的。
And this is a solemn matter.
神很清楚地告诉耶利米。
God spoke clearly to Jeremiah.
以色犹大之所以接受这样的难处，
The reason Judah is encountering this difficulty,
乃是因为他们犯罪犯得太厉害。
It's because their sins are great.
那他们怎么犯罪法呢？
How did they sin?
那当然，我们很快就会知道，说他们拜偶像。
And very shortly, we'll see that they worship the idols.
但是神在这里没有指着他们拜偶像说什么话。
But God didn't speak on the point that they worship idols in here.
神倒是在这里说出他们所以会拜偶像的原因。
But God pointed out why they worship idols.
我这个是很严肃的事情。
And this is a very solemn matter.
因为我们撇开拜偶像的这一个行动。
Because if we forget about the action of worship idols,
我们就把它看作背弃神。
We'll see that they're forsaking God.
各种各样的背弃神。
In every form and ways that they
forsake God. 都包括在里头。
It's all included here.
那么为什么会发生那些事呢
？And why would these happen？
那神在这里就给他们说出一个问题来了。
And God point out one point to them。
什么问题呢
？What's the matter？
有几节经文是我们比较熟悉的。
There are a few verses that we're familiar with。
这里的经文就是这样说。
And in here it says。
古时人岂能改变皮肤呢
？Can the Ethiopian change his skin？
那就是黑人岂能改变皮肤呢
？The black people, how can they change the skin?
豹岂能改变斑点呢
？Or the leopard is spots.
如果这些能改变的话
，If you can change these,
那你们这些习惯行恶的便能行善了。
Then you can do good for those who are accustomed to doing evil.
那弟兄姊妹，这话怎么说呢
？What does that mean?
好像说了犹大你们这一批人，你们根本就没有条件。做好事。
It's as if it says, people of Judah, you have no qualifications to do good.
你根本就不可能在神的眼中做什么事情是神以为美的。
You have no way in doing anything good in God's eyes.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意这里。
Let's pay attention to here.
你说既然是这样。
You said, if this is like this.
那神的选民还有希望吗？
Is there any hope for the chosen people of God?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说这一番的话，乃是指出他们会乐到这样光景的那一种原因。
When God speaks of these words, He's telling them the reason why they have fallen into this
situation. 这里不是说他们有什么动作。
It's not talking about the action here.
他们是说出他们有那些动作的原因。
It's talking about the reason for the action.
那这个就好像在新约的里边。我们看神揭露人的愚昧的时候所说的同样。
This is like in the New Testament when God showed people what the foolish deeds.
许多时候人有一个错觉在那里。
A lot of time man has this misconception.
以为因为我犯罪了，所以神就定我有罪。
We think that because we sin, then God condemns us.
但事实上是不是这样
？But in reality, is it true?
我们读罗马书的时候，我们很清楚地看到。
When we read the book of Romans,
就算我们没有犯罪的行动显出来
，Even if we don't have the action of sinning,
当然这个是不可能的。
Of course, it's impossible.
不，所以我们说，假设我们没有犯罪的行动显露出来。
So we say if we don't manifest the action of sin.
那我们会不会给神定罪呢
？Will we be condemned by God？
在我们的错觉里边，就是说我们没有犯罪，当然神就不定我们的罪了。
In our misconception, we'll say that if we don't sin, then God will not condemn us.
但是罗马书给我们看到一件事情。
But in the book of Romans, it shows
神定我们的罪不是因着我们有行动。
God condemns us is not because we have the action.
乃是因为我们那一个生命是犯罪的生命。
But it's because our life is a life of sin.
神定我们的罪不是因着我们有行动。
God condemns us not because we have the action.
行动不过是在那里证明我们是犯罪的人。
The action only proves that we are people of sin.
但是就算我们没有犯罪的行为显出来
But even if we don't have the action of sin
我们那个犯罪的生命在神的面前仍然是给定罪的
But our life of sin will still be condemned by God
那所以弟兄姊妹我们看到耶利米书神在这里说这个话的时候
So when we see in Jeremiah God spoke of these words
很自然我们就想到罗马书上面所说的
Naturally we'll think of the verses in the book of Romans
那这里神怎么说呢
What did God say?
他说古时人怎么能变他的改变他的皮肤呢
Can the Ethiopian change his skin?
豹袭人改变他的斑点呢？
Or the leopard is spots.
弟兄姊妹，你看他这里的话是说的什么？
What does it say, brothers and sisters?
是说到他们的天然就是这样的。
It speaks of the nature is like this.
黑人生出来的就是黑孩子。
People with black skin, the children would be black.
豹生下来的小豹子就是花斑斑的。
And the offspring of the leopard has spots.
因为它的本性就是这样。
Because this is in the nature.
它们天然的景象就是这样。
This is the natural way.
那然后就引到底下了。
And then it leads to the following.
你们这是习惯行恶的。
You are accustomed to doing evil.
那是说出什么？
What does it say?
你们这个所有的是一个犯罪生命的人。
Because you are the people who has the life of sin.
如果你顺从你那个天然来活的时候，
If you live according to your natural life,
你活出来的自然就是犯罪的了。
You will live out a life of sin.
而活出来就是行恶的了。
You live out a life that's doing evil.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神在这里指出一个很严肃的问题。
God pointed out a very solemn matter.
那就是说，人为什么不能脱离那个犯罪的事实
？That's to say, why man cannot leave the fact that they're sinful?
因为他们所有的是一个犯罪的生命。
Because the life they have is sinful.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意了。
Pay attention to this, brothers and sisters.
从伊甸园人堕落了以后
，from man falling.Since the Garden of Eden,
我们看到人的天然在神的面前是怎么一回事呢
？We see the nature of man before God.
就是与神顶撞。
It's to rebel against God.
我们可以从我们人的生命里面来看出这些问题。
We can see from our lives.
不仅是小孩子是这样。
Not only children are like that.
所有的人都是这样。
Everybody is like that.
但小孩子就不会隐藏。
But children, they don't know how to hide it.
但是成年人呢，大人呢，就会隐藏。
But adults, we know how to hide it.
会装饰。
We will make it look better.
来遮蔽自己的那个愚昧和无知。
We'll hide our foolishness and ignorance.
那比如说，你看小孩。
So if you look at children,
你非常容易看到一件事情。
It's easy for you to see.
他不是不知道什么是对，什么是不对。
It's not that he doesn't know what's wrong and what's right.
但是他就你让他做对的事情，他就不给你做。
But if you want him to do something right, he won't do it.
你说他不知道什么叫做对吗
？So you say, does he not know what is right?
他完全知道。
He knows completely.
但是就是因为你叫他做，他就不要做。
But because you ask him to do it, he won't do it.
你让他不做，他就偏要做给你看。
But if you ask him not to do something, he will do it.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们天然里边那个很明显的那种光景
？Isn't it very natural in our nature?
这一种的光景。
This condition
只是发生在孩子小孩子们的身上吗
？Does it only happen in children？
显然就不是。
It's not。
同样的事情
，the same matter，
在大人和大人、人和人中间，也经常是这样发生。
It happens very often between men。
人家就说我就是为了一口气，我就不服你。
And people say because I want to have my way, so I won't do it according to what you say.
主日的陈弟兄传福音的时候，不是说了那一个人吗
？And on Sunday, Brother Chen mentioned a person.
我怎么都不要信耶稣。
I will not believe in Jesus.
等到我出来报复了，我那口冤气出了，那时候我就也许会相信。
Until I leave the prison and take revenge on people, then I will believe in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这什么
？What is this, friend?
人的天然就是这样。
This is people's nature.
你说是，我就偏说不是。
If you say yes, then I'll say no.
你说不是，我就偏说是。
If you say no, I will say yes.
这是什么
？What is this?
这是人堕落的天然。
This is the fallen nature of people.
这一个天然。
This nature.
约束着人。的生活和动作
，it constrict people's life and action。
所以神在这里很清楚指出这样的一件事情。
So God clearly pointed out one thing here。
如果人要 跟随着那一个人的天然来去生活动作的话，
If men are to follow their natural desire to live and to act,
那肯定一件事情，
One thing for sure,
这些人不会敬畏神的，
These people would not fear God,
不会以神为事的，
They would not see God as right,
他们有他们自己的认同，有他们自己的想法，有他们自己的主张。
They have their own thoughts and they have their own ideas.
他们绝对不用神来做他的标准。
And they would not use God as their standard.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
在我们属灵的学习上面。
In our spiritual learning.
从我们认识主的那一天。
From the day we know God,
一直到我们见主的那一刻，
until the day that we see God,
我们一直在学一个功课。
We are learning one lesson.
什么功课呢？
What's the lesson?
顺服主的权柄。
Is to submit to God's authority.
就是顺服主的权柄。
Submit to God's authority.
你说为什么要学那么久？
And you say, why does it take so long to learn?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得？
You know, brothers and sisters.
我们在神面前不，如果没有看见。接受主的权柄是那样重要的。
If we don't see the importance of accepting God's authority,
那一有机会我们的天然就出来了。
Any opportunity that we have, our nature will come out.
虽然神已经把它放到死地。
Even though God has put it to death.
神已经叫我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
God has caused our old man to be crucified with him.
但是若是我们还留给旧人有出路的话，
But if we leave some room for the old man,
他就活跃起来，
It will come alive again.
他就把神放到一边的，
And it will put God aside.
这是人的天然，
This is our nature.
那这里就是神就很清楚跟耶利米指出整个犹大的问题出在哪里。
So in here, God clearly pointed out what's the problem of Judah.
不是出在他们拜偶像的动作，
It's not because of the action of worshiping idol,
而是出自他们拜偶像的那一个根源。
But it arises from the roots of worshiping idol.
弟兄姊妹，这不是犹大的问题。
This is not the problem of Judah.
是我们所有人的问题。
It's also a problem of all of us.
那因此我们看着神跟耶利米说的那么清楚的话的时候，
So when we see how clearly God spoke to Jeremiah,
我们也就能留意到绝对绝对不能体贴旧生命来活着。
So we will see that we must not live according to our old life.
所以在新约的时候，弟兄姊妹们，
So in the New Testament,
神告诉我们我们怎么活在神的面前？
God told us how to live before Him.
神不是把律法给我们叫我们去跟随。
God did not give us the laws for us to follow.
神是把一个生命给我们叫我们去受约束。
God gave us a life for us to be constrained by it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
经历过来的人就懂得。
When you have the experience, you know.
什么叫做跟随生命？
What is to follow the life?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是非常宝贝的事情。
This is a very precious
matter. 所以在新约的时候，
So in the New Testament,
神的话明明告诉我们，
God spoke clearly to us.
用不着别人来告诉你，
You do not need others to teach you.
你自己就知道，
You know yourself.
你就按照那个生命的引导来活，那就对了。
You should live according to the guidance of the life and it will be correct.
如果别人告诉你的，那个不是新约里头的事情。
If it is for others to tell you, this is not the matter of the New
Testament. 那个不叫做跟随生命。
This is not to follow the life.
跟随生命是你直接与神的交通的里边，从神那里接受的那个光照而来的。
To follow the life is the direct fellowship with God and you will receive life from God.
或者说你到神面前来仰望等候的时候，他在我们里面做工所引出来的。
It is when you come before God and wait upon him, he would work in you and it will be let out.
这个是新约。
This is the New Testament.
那耶利米虽然是在旧约，
Even though Jeremiah is
in the New Testament. 但现在神给他指出这个问题的时候，
Even though he is in the Old Testament, but when this is pointed out,
你就看到有一个事实。
You see one fact.
神 做带领的这一件事情是不分旧约和新约的。
The fact that God as the leader, it has no distinguish between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
虽然神在旧约的时候，他的带领是比较外面的事物多一点。
Even though in the Old Testament, God's guidance is more outward.
新约里边神做工的那一个实际是在人里面多一点。
And in the Old Testament, God works more inside man.
但是一个非常非常明显的原则贯穿在那里。
But a very obvious principle is throughout the Old and New Testament.
那就是接受带领的人一定是一个接受神权柄的人。
It is that the people who are being led are the people who follow God's authority.
以神的话为事的人。
They would follow God's words.
不是根据我个人的感觉。
It's not according to your own feelings.
不是根据我个人的认定。
It's not according to what we think is right.
也不是根据别人的提议。
Also, it's not according to other men's suggestions.
而是跟随神话语的光照。
But it's according to the light of God's word.
在旧约的日子，神用律法在外面做光照。
In the day of the Old Testament, God uses His words as the light.
在新约的日子，神用着他自己的生命在那里给我们有约束。
In the New Testament, God uses His own life to be the one to constrain us.
我们会按着这样来跟随。
So we will, according to this, we'll follow.
那我们就可以脱离古诗人的皮肤和豹的斑点。
And we can do away with the Ethiopian skin and the spots of the leopard.
这样的一个原则。
And this is the principle.
就不再辖管着我们。
And it would not constrain us anymore.
但是当时的犹大他们听不进这些话。
But at that time, Judah did not listen to the words.
所以神说，我现在就要来。
So God said, I will come. I will give you punishment.
耶路撒冷，你有祸了。
And woe to you, Jerusalem.
你不肯洁净。
You will not be cleansed.
你还等什么？
What are you waiting for?
那好了，现在转到十四章去了。
So now we come to chapter 14.
那么到十三章的末了的时候，是一件事情。
So in the last part of chapter 13, that's one thing.
从十四章的时候又开始另外一件事情。
And there's another thing happening in chapter 14.
弟兄姊妹，你从第十四章开始你就看到。
From the beginning of chapter 14,
you see. 耶和华论到干旱之灾的话，临到耶利米。
This is the word of the Lord to Jeremiah concerning the drought.
隐藏在这里有一个事实。
There's a fact hidden here.
在神没有给耶利米说这个话以前，
Before God spoke this word to Jeremiah,
神已经用干旱的这一个灾来管教犹大。
God used drought to discipline Judah.
那当干旱在犹大地发生的时候，
When the drought was happening in the land of Judah,
那我们不能只是看见那个干旱。
We cannot only focus on the drought.
我们必须要看到这一个干旱是神管教的记号。
We also need to see the drought is a discipline from God.
是催促百姓去寻求为什么我们有干旱。
This is to urge the people to think about why do we have a drought.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这很有意思。
This is very meaningful.
虽然我个人看十三章跟十四章是两件不同的事。
Even though myself, I see the chapter 13 and 14
are different. 但十三章呢，在那里很明显的告诉犹大的子民，不要再跟随那个天然来生活了。
Chapter 13 it tells the people of Judah not to follow the nature to live anymore.
要悔改，要回转。
They need to repent and return.
那十四章就说到干旱。
And in chapter 14 it talks about the drought.
那么你碰到干旱的时候。
When you come across a drought,
人会怎么想呢？
What would people think?
一般人会怎么想呢？
What would most people think?
一般人就会这样想。
Most people would think like this.
干旱嘛，
It's a drought.
自然现象。
It's a natural phenomenon.
不可能年年都那么雨水充足的。
It's impossible for the heaven to rain all every
year. 偶尔有干旱，那并不是什么大不了的事。
We have a drought once in a while, it's no big deal.
自然的现象就是这样。
Because this is a natural phenomenon.
对一般人来说，我们也许能接受这样的说法。
For most people, we can accept this saying.
但是对犹大人来说，就不可能接受这个说法。
But for the people of Judah, they cannot accept the saying.
对犹大人来说，对以色列民来说。
For the people of Judah, for the Israelites.
他们整个的生活动作环境里边的一切，不是根据一般人所以为的自然规律。
All that they do in their life, everything that they do is not according to the natural phenomenon.
他们当然不能脱离自然规律。
They cannot escape the natural phenomenon.
但是自然规律在他们中间正常或者不正常，就不是根据自然规律。
But the natural phenomenon, whether it's natural or unnatural, or whether it's normal or not normal, is not according to the nature.
你说去年下雨太多了，那今年雨量相对的会减少，这是自然规律。
So you say last year it rained a lot, so this year it rains very little. It's very natural.
在别的地方会是这样。
Maybe in other places it would be like that.
但在犹大地就不可能是这样。
But in the land of Judah, it's impossible.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你晓得在犹大地。
You know, in the land of Judah.
对神的百姓。
For God's people.
他们所生活的环境。
The living environment,
他们生活里面所遭遇的一切，
everything they encounter in their life,
是根据他们和神的关系正常或者不正常。
It's based on whether the relationship with God is normal or not normal.
这样的一个法则，
based on this principle,
完完全全在生命记里头发表出来。
This is manifested in the book of Leviticus.
以色列人在神面前活得对。
When Israelites lived correctly before God,
雨水不但是充足，
not only are the rain abundant,
而且是均匀，
it's also on average.
农田的里头的那个生产不仅是好，
and the harvest in the field, not only are they good,
而且是丰收，
it's also very abundant.
他们的牲畜不单是肥美，
Not only are the flocks and the stocks, they are good,
而且是增多，
and they actually increase in numbers.
这样的情形的 发表出来，
all these manifested,
那是根据他们和神中间的关系正常不正常，
according to the relationship with God,
那是根据他们有没有按照神的话语来生活，
it's based on whether they live according to God's word.
如果他们按照神的话语来生活，这一切都是正常。
If they live according to God's words, everything's normal.
但是如果不，他们不这样的在神面前生活呢？
But if they don't live accordingly,
那事情就要翻过来了。
Things would be turned around.
你可以种地，
you can plow and work on the field, but there's no harvest.
你可以牧养牲畜，
you can attend to your flock,
但是牲畜干瘦，
but your flock will be very thin.
反正你做什么都没有预期的好结果。
So whatever you do, that would not be a good result.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为他们跟神的关系不正常。
Because the relationship with God is abnormal.
神的祝福在他们当中停止。
And the blessings of God stopped among them.
或者是减少。
Or the blessing decreased.
甚至是神伸出管教的手。
Or more than that, that God's punishment would be upon them.
这在圣经里边是说的太明显，太明显。
It's very obvious in the book of Leviticus.
神翻来覆去跟他们讲的就是这两个。
God spoke to them again and again. It's like this.
你们要按照神的话语活在神的面前。
You have to live according to God's word.
你们就蒙福。
And then you will be blessed.
你们背弃神的话语，你们就会遭一些的难处。
If you rebel against God's words, then you would encounter difficulties.
当犹大地发生干旱的灾的时候，
So when there's a drought in the land of Judah,
心里边是苏醒的人，
Those who are enlightened in their heart,
他们就头首先就会想到，
So they would think,
为什么会有干旱？
Why would there be a drought?
是不是我们在神面前又有什么过不去的事呢？
Is that something that we've done wrong before God?
我们又得罪了神呢？
We have offended God.
或者我们又远离了神呢？
Are we going astray from God?
他们就会在这一方面去寻找原因。
So they would seek the answers from there.
但是如果在神的面前不苏醒的人呢？
But for those who are not enlightened before God,
他们就觉得这是自然的现象。
They would think this is only a natural phenomenon.
没有什么了不起。
That's no big deal here.
但是我再重复的说一遍。
But I would like to repeat one more time.
这一种的自然的现象，对以色列人来说是 另外的一种体会。
All this natural phenomenon for the Israelites, this is another understanding.
自然的规律正常或是不正常，对以色列人来说，背后有一个原因。
Whether the natural phenomenon is normal or abnormal, there's a reason hidden behind.
那一个原因就是他们跟神的关系。
And the reason is the relationship with God.
那现在神对耶利米就说到了，现在犹大非常非常的干旱。
So the, now the Lord said to Jeremiah, the land of Judah is
drought. 干旱到一个什么地步呢？
It's so severe to a point.
哪里有一些描写？
There's some description here.
这是我们用不着解说的。
We don't need to explain here.
因为我们看一遍或者读一遍，你就知道那种情形的严重。
Because when you read it, you see the severity of the condition.
有水的地方，注水的地方，一滴水都没有。
Where the land is supposed to have water, there's no water, not even a drop.
干到一个地步，在野外的驴啊，只会在那个地方来喘气。
So that it's so dry at a point that the donkeys would just pant.
这个地方是太很严重。
It's very severe.
那也就是说，整个犹大地都败落了。
In other words, the whole land of Judah has failed.
那么，当神这样给耶利米说的时候
，So when God told Jeremiah all these things,
耶利米心里面有一个感觉。
Inside Jeremiah, he has a feeling.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他把耶利米在神面前服侍的过程都记录得很细。
He has described the service of Jeremiah before him in detail.
正因为这样记录得很细。
Because of his detailed description.
就让我们看见在神面前服侍的人，或者说在神面前做神出口的人，他们是怎么的成长的。
So he let us see the people who serve God or those who speak for God, how they grow before God.
比如说你读下去你就发觉一件事。
When you read along, you will find out one thing.
耶利米到现在已经给主用的相当的程度了。
At this point, Jeremiah was greatly used by God.
但是在十四章的里头，你非常容易就看见耶利米仍然没有办法脱出人的感情。
But in chapter 14, you can see that Jeremiah still cannot leave men's feelings aside.
他还带着许许多多人的肉体的感情。
He still has a lot of feelings in the flesh.
那现在第七节你就看到。
In verse 7,
那里耶利米在是看耶利米看到这是干旱的情形。
When Jeremiah saw the condition of the drought,
他在神的面前有个祷告。
He had a prayer before God.
这一个祷告呢
？This prayer.
你说准确不准确呢
？Do you think it's correct or incorrect?
有非常准确的部分。
There is a part that's very correct.
也有不太准确的。
There's also a part that's not so correct.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
我们实在是需要主给我们留意在祷告上面的学习，学习祷告在准确的里头。
We need to be reminded by God and learn how to pray correctly before God.
那我想我必须要把他这个祷告先来交通一下，弟兄姊妹才会掌握得到我刚才所提的。
I will fellowship on his prayer so Francis is going to get a grasp of what I just mentioned.
那弟兄姊妹们，耶利米非灵里面你说他不苏醒，他实在是苏醒。
If you see Jeremiah in his spirit, he's not awakened, he is actually indeed awakened. He knew.
现在干旱来了。
Now the drought has come.
神告诉我们说。
God has told us.
我们得罪神。
We have offended him.
我们在神面前与神过不去。
We have sinned against him.
所以你看，一开头他就在神面前说。
So in the beginning, he said,
耶和华，我们的罪孽虽然做见证告我们。
He says, O Lord, do something. I'm sorry. Although our sins testify against us, O Lord.
还求你，你为你名的缘故行事。
Do something for the sake of your name.
我们本是多次被盗得罪了你。
For our backsliding is great. We have sinned against you.
以色列所盼望在患难时做他救主的呀，你为何在地上寄居的，又像行路的只住一宵呢？
O hope of Israel is Savior in times of distress. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who stays only one night?
好，我们在这里先留意。
So we'll pay attention here.
弟兄姊妹，别人不知道神的百姓得罪神。
Francis, other people may not know that the people of God has offended him.
但耶利米知道。
But Jeremiah knew.
所以他在神面前他是认罪的。
So before God, he confessed his sin.
耶和华。
Says, O Lord,
我们的罪孽已经做见证来告我们了。
Our sins testify against us.
当然，他的语气在这里有一点点的不一样。
Of course, he has his the way he speaks it is a little different.
他承认我们是得罪神。
He has confessed that he has sinned against God.
我们在见证上失去了神的荣耀。
We, in our testimony, we have lost God's glory.
但是耶利米这一点，耶利米是对的。
On this point, Jeremiah was right.
因为他看见他们自己的光景。
Because he saw his condition.
底下又说我们多次的被盗得罪你。
And following says, our backsliding is great.
这个耶利米也对了。
And Jeremiah is correct here.
他实在是知道他们在神面前是得罪神。
He knew that they have offended God.
他们实在是在神的面前跟神过不去。
They have sinned against God.
他们愚昧。
They are foolish.
但弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你留意他这样的一个认罪。
Pay attention to his confession of sin.
带出一个什么的光景出来呢
？What kind of condition did he bring out？
我们留意他整个的祷告。
We pay attention to the whole prayer.
他是在神的面前向神求怜悯。
He was seeking mercy from God.
那我说的更白一点。
And、let me explain it clearly.
神啊，我们虽然是得罪你。
Oh God, even though we sin against you,
那求你还再怜悯我们。
We pray that you will have mercy on us.
你曾经怜悯过我们。
You have had mercy on us before.
求你多怜悯我们一次。
May you have mercy on us one more time.
多给一次机会我们去经历你的怜悯。
Give us another opportunity to experience your mercy.
弟兄姊妹有没有读到这样的感觉出来？
Have you read such feeling from here?
很显然，你领会得到了。
Obviously, you can feel this.
他没有说我们都很好，没有得罪神。
He didn't say that we are all very good, that we did not offend God.
他完全承认他得罪了神。
He confessed that he has sinned against God.
但是神啊，你是怜悯人的神，你再怜悯我们一下嘛。
But he said, God, you are the God of mercy. Please have mercy on us one more time.
你不为着我们，也为了你自己。
If it's not for our sake, it's for your own sake.
你是荣耀的神。
You're a glorious God.
你是慈爱的神。
You're a loving God.
你就给我们多经历一次你的慈爱嘛。
Let us experience one more time your loving kindness.
但是现在你好像眼不看我们。
But now it's as if you don't look at us anymore.
你就让我们受难处了。
You cause us to experience difficulties.
我们知道你是我们的拯救。
We know that you are deliverance.
但现在你在我们中间，好像并不与我们同在。
But now you are as if you're not with us anymore.
你好像是寄居的人在这里。
You act like you are a stranger in
the land. 就像行路的人只住一个晚上，第二天就跑掉。
Like a traveler who stays only one night.
那这个是说出他好对神。当时与犹大的关系
，It tells us the relationship of God and Israel.
好像神不再理会犹大了
，As if God doesn't pay attention to Judah anymore.
但是还有另一种情绪
，And that's also another feeling in here.
好像觉得神变了
，As if God has changed.
变怎么变呢
？How did he change?
你为何给人家看见？ 好像你都受了惊恐，你的勇气都没有了。
It is as if God or He has been frightened and He doesn't have any more courage.
你像不能救人的勇士。
He's like a powerless warrior.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Pay attention to
this. 这个不是耶利米的祷告的意思。
This is not the meaning of Jeremiah's prayer.
他是用着这一件事情来请求神留意。你为什么要给别人看见你好像是完全失去了能力呢？
He's saying this to draw God's attention to say that why do you act like this so that
people will laugh at you. 所以为了你的缘故你要怜悯我们。
So because of your own namesake, you need to have mercy on us.
你再给我们一次的拯救。
Give us another deliverance.
你再看底下。
And we'll read along.
他说耶和华你仍在我们中间。
You are among us, O Lord.
我们也称为你名下的人。
And we bear your name.
求你不要离开我们。
Do not forsake us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶利米的感觉是对。
The feeling of Jeremiah is correct.
但耶利米在这一个时候做这一个祷告，这个祷告就没有在神的面前能给神听进去。
But at this time, the Jeremiah has such a prayer, this prayer was not listened by God.
所以刚才我就说，我们不是只是看见那个祷告的那个外形。
So early on, we said that we don't only pay attention to the appearance of the
prayer. 我们必须也要注意祷告的那个内容准确不准确。
We also need to pay attention whether the content of a prayer is correct.
如果我们在神面前蒙恩，是因为我们有祷告的那个动作或是样式。
If we receive mercy from God, it's based on whether we have the action of prayer.
而没有一个准确的内容的。
But we don't have a correct content of prayer.
那个祷告是空的。
The prayer is in vain.
那个祷告是没有意义的。
The prayer is meaningless.
往下弟兄姊妹你就很清楚看见。
And if we read along, we'll find out.
神在这时候要的祷告不是这样的祷告。
The prayer that God wants at this time is not such a prayer.
不是神不愿意怜悯人。
Not that God doesn't want to have mercy on people.
但是人蒙怜悯以前。
But before the people can receive mercy.
人必须在神的面前要站在一个准确的地位上。
The people must stand in the correct position before God.
你说只是为了神啊，为了你名的荣耀，你不要离开我们，我们得罪你，你也忍耐上。
If we say that God, for your name's sake, do not leave us, for your name's sake, just bear with us.
我们不跟随你，你也不要丢弃我们。
Even if we don't follow you, don't forsake us.
弟兄姊妹们
Francis,
这个不是神的性情。
This is not the nature of God.
往下你就看到。
And if you read along, you will see.
神说
The Lord said,
这是百姓,
these people,
他们不喜欢按照神的心思行,
they don't like to walk according to God's will.
他们是, 弟兄姊妹你留意中文就说, 这百姓喜爱忘形,
and in verse 10 says they greatly love to wander.
No.中文的小字里边呢，就是英文的那个意思了。
So,
原文做漂流。
So in the Chinese translation, the small letters it says wander.
这是百姓喜欢漂流。
These people love to wander.
那个意思就是怎么说呢
？What does that mean?
喜欢不受约束。
They don't like restraint.
喜欢自行就像四世纪那样子，个人任意而行。
Just like in the book of Judges, they do according to what's right in their eyes. 所以中
文把它翻成忘形也对的。
So in Chinese, it's translated that they walk according to their own.
实质就是漂流，没有根呢。
In the reality, they're wandering, they have no roots.
是这样子。
So it is like this.
神说我不悦纳他们。
So the Lord said, I don't accept them.
我现在要纪念他们的罪。
And he will now remember their wickedness.
追讨他们的罪恶。
And punish them for the sins.
好了，弟兄姊妹们，现在来注意一件事情了。
And pay attention to this, brothers and sisters.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这个和我们平常的一种观念非常非常对不上来的。
This is very different from what we usually think.
我们甚至连想也不敢想，神怎么会说这样的话？
We could not even imagine that God would say a thing like this.
因为平常我们的习惯就是说，
Because according to our own custom,
我们的神是有求必应的。
Our God would answer every time we ask.
现在神就告诉我们。
But now the Lord said,
他不是有求必应的神。
He doesn't answer whenever we ask.
他愿意 有求必应。
He's willing to answer when we ask.
但是必须是祷告的人在神的面前站的地位对。
But the person who prays has to stand in the correct position before him.
显露出来的心思也对。
And that his hearts and thoughts are right.
寻求神的内容也对。
And the content of seeking God is correct.
如果不是这样的话，
If it's not so,
你不要想我祷告了神就一定答应了。
Don't think that whenever you pray that God would answer.
那我们看看神怎么说。
We'll see how God, what God says.
十节这里神说得 很严肃的。
This is very solemn.
耶和华就对我说。
Then the Lord said to me.
不要为这百姓祷告。
Do not pray for the well-being of these people.
但是弟兄姊妹，你又不能停在这里。
But you cannot stop here, brothers and sisters.
你停在这里的话，你又没有摸到神的意思。
If you stop here, you will not understand God's feeling.
神愿意我们为着别人祷告。
God is willing for us to pray for other people.
但是我们要留意底下那三个字没有念出来的。
But we'll pay attention to the following words.
求好处。
The well-being.
祷告不是求好处。
You pray, but not for the well-being.
严格说起来，我们祷告是我们去寻求神。
Strictly speaking, when we pray, we are seeking God.
去明白神的意思来跟随。
To understand God's will to follow.
我们的祷告不是像迷信的人那些宗教里边迷进去的人，他们认为。祷告就是求好处。
When we pray, we are not like the people who are superstitious and the religious ones that they only pray for the well-being.
神给他的子民很清楚地看到。
God caused his people to see clearly.
祷告是人在那里寻求神。
Prayer is people there to seek God.
祷告不是为着求好处。
It's not to seek well-being.
那这样我们回头看上面耶利米那个祷告的那一段话。
So now when we go back to see Jeremiah's prayer,
是求好处的祷告，对不对？
Is it a prayer to seek for well-being?
我们虽然是不行，但神啊，你还是要给我们机会嘛。
Even though we are no good, but Lord, please give us another chance.
为了你名的荣耀，你也不要。
For the sake of your glorious name,
让我们受难处。
Don't let us encounter difficulties.
为了你的名不给人羞辱，你也得。显出怜悯在我们身上。
For the sake of not insulting your own name, please have mercy on us.
弟兄姊妹们，完全不是神的心思啊。
This is not the will of God, brothers and sisters.
那对耶利米那个时代的犹大人来说
，For the people at the time of Jeremiah,
他们应该懂的。
They should know.
神曾经让约柜掳到非利士人的营中。
The Lord has let the Philistine capture the ark.
神曾经让犹大的君王给掳到外邦。
And he let the kings of Judah to be captured into foreign lands.
我说的是耶利米说这个话的时候。
I'm talking about the time of Jeremiah.
还不是说的以后被掳的那一段。
And I'm not talking about the later on.
因为在耶利米说话以前，已经有好几个犹大王是给掳到外邦的了。
Because before Jeremiah spoke, there were a few kings that were captured.
不过那个时候，神的确是怜悯他们，也把他们释放回来。
But at that time, the Lord has mercy on them, and then he brought them back.
但是神不会永远是如此的。
But God is not like this forever.
神。让他们经历那些，乃是给他们一点管教，让他们有点苏醒。
God caused them to experience those conditions is to give them some discipline.
如果人以为神是这样的，所以他就不怕在神的面前，去惹神的怒气。
But if man thinks God is like this and they are not afraid to cause God to be angry,
这是很愚昧的事。
This is very foolish.
就像过去有一个老姊妹。
And in the past, that's an older sister.
她做见证的时候还振振有词。
When she was giving a testimony,
我明明知道不对了。
She said boldly, I knew it was wrong.
我相信宝血有功效。
But I believe the precious blood has its power. 弟兄
姊妹们，如果这样的心思到神面前。
Francis, if you have such hearts before God,
我敢说。
I can say,
他以为宝血有功效给他涂抹的那个事，在将来基督台前审判的时候肯定要出现。
The fact that she thought the precious blood has power to cover her sins when she goes before the judgment throne, it will be manifested.
所以弟兄姊妹，在神在这里就很清楚的给我们看到这个。
So the God causes us to see clearly here.
所以神说，你不要为他们祷告求好处。
God said, do not pray for the well-being of these people.
他们就是献祭来寻求我。
Even though they offer offerings,
甚至进食来求怜悯。
Even if they fast and ask for mercy,
我都不听他们的。
I will not listen to them.
相反的。
On the opposite,
我让管教的事情临到他们。
I will cause discipline to come upon them.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们如果光只是看到这里的时候，我们就觉得，哎呦，神为什么那样厉害？
If we look, only look at this, we'll say that how come God is so severe?
我们看下去，我们就知道。
But if we read along, we'll find out.
那耶利米听到神这样说话。
Jeremiah heard what God said.
他又有一点反应。
And he had a reaction.
他在底下又向神说了 一段的话。
And he said something else later on.
神啊，你说要叫我们遇见刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫。
God, you cause us to see sword and famine and plague.
但神啊，我们那些先知却告诉我们不会有这样的事。
But our prophets keep telling us that you will not see such things.
那些先知不是一次对我们这样说。
And they didn't say it only for one time.
是常常对我们这样说。
They spoke of it often.
你们看不见刀剑的。
You will not see sword.
你们也不遭遇饥荒的。
Or suffer famine.
耶和华要在这个地方赐你们长久平安的。
And that God will give us lasting peace in this place.
哦，现在弟兄姊妹们，你就看到了。
Now you can see, brothers and sisters.
十二章那里。十一章那里。
In chapter 11.
你留意到。
Pay attention.
神告诉耶利米，
God told Jeremiah,
与你同城的人，
those who live in the same city,
就是亚纳特人，
it's those Anathoth,
就是那一批祭司，
all those prophets,
那一些在圣殿里边侍奉神的人，
those who serve God in the temple,
他们禁止你，不给你说神要你说的话，
they stopped you from speaking what God wants you to say,
你不要说神说的话。
Don't speak of the words of God.
神说的话你不要说。
Don't speak of anything God wants you to say. We don't want to listen.
如果你再说，
if you say it,
我们要杀掉你。
We'll kill you.
那这个在十一章就是神告诉耶利米。
This is what God told Jeremiah in chapter 11.
那现在呢？
And now,
在这里我们就看到这一批人。
And here we see these people.
那不说神的话，他说什么呢？
If they don't speak of God's word, what do they say?
说人喜欢的话。
They speak of things that people like to listen.
说人感觉舒服的话。
Something that people would feel comfortable listening to.
耶利米现在说了。
So Jeremiah said,
我们的先知们常常说我们不会遭遇任何的难处的。
Our prophets kept telling us that we would not encounter any difficulties.
没有什么的危险会临到我们的。
No dangers would come upon us.
不会有刀剑，不会有饥荒，也不会有任何的过不去的事情。
There would be no sword or famine or anything.
因为神应许我们从永远住在这个地方的。
Because God has promised us to live here forever.
我们是长久平安稳安稳平静安稳在这里的。
We will have lasting peace in this place.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意到，
Pay attention to this.
在那一个时候留到，
At that time in Judah,
十三章就告诉我们说，他们完全顺着天然的生命来活。
In chapter 13, it tells us they live according to the natural life.
十四章就给我们看到，
In chapter 14,
他们 是拒绝神的话语的管理来活。
They refuse the discipline of God's word.
但是却用人所喜欢听的言语来巩固他们的地位。
But they use the words that people like to listen to establish to secure their position.
所以在整个犹大的百姓的中间
So among the people of Judah,
神不然没有地位
God lost his place.
连神的话语也没有人注意
And his words are ignored by
people. 因为人都喜欢在那里听谎言
Because people like to listen to lies.
人都喜欢听在那里听耳朵舒服的言语
They like to listen what's comfortable in their ears.
哦、他们就觉得
so they feel,
我们又回头来留意
and we'll go back and pay attention
我们有圣殿我们有圣殿我们有圣殿
we have the temple we have the temple we have the temple
弟兄姊妹怎么会有这种事情发生
how did it happen brothers and sisters
现在我们看到那个原因
now we can see the reason
原来他们只是看重外面的那些事物
It is because they only pay attention to outward things.
却不重看神的心意。
And they do not take to heart God's will.
那你要看重外面的事物。
If you pay attention to what's outward,
不看重神的心意。
And you don't pay attention to God's will,
自然就不喜欢要听神的话。
Naturally, you would not like to listen to God's words.
那如果有人出来说一些人喜欢听的话。
If someone speaks of something that people like to hear,
他就受欢迎了。
They are welcome.
但是神在这里很严肃的向耶利米说
But God solemnly spoke to Jeremiah
你不要提他们那些人
Do not mention these people
我根本没有打发他们
I did not send them
我没有让他们替我说话
I did not appoint them to speak for you
他们说的都是假话
They are prophesizing false visions
他们说的都是虚谎的话
They are prophesizing false visions
他们说有平安
They say there is peace
他们自己一定能看见
They will see themselves.
整个耶路撒冷的街道都是死人
Dead people are among all the land of Judah
没有什么人可以逃脱
No one can escape
那这是神很清楚给耶利米指着那一批人说这样的话
This is what God said according to those people
那现在我们 回头就看到了
So now we see.
为什么神告诉耶利米，你不要为他们祷告求平求好处
？Why did God say to Jeremiah, "Do not pray for them and seek for their well-being"?
人落到那样种光景
，because man has fallen to such a position.
他们所需要的是悔改。
What they need is repentance.
他们所需要是在神的面前彻底的回转。
They need to return completely to God.
不是只是一些外面宗教的仪文的活动的增加。
It's not just the religious rituals.
如果他们不悔改不回转的话
If they don't repent or return,
他们就是禁食神说我也不听
Even though they fast that God said I would not listen
你去为他们求好处我也不理
If you pray for their well-being I would not pay attention
他们就来献祭我也不冤呐
If they offer offerings I would not accept them
弟兄姊妹原来问题是出在这里
So the reason is here
这是当时犹大的那种光景
This is the condition of Judah at that time
但是刚才我提到了
And early on I mentioned,
我们在这在十四章里边我们要注意耶利米在神面前怎么给神矫正过来
And in chapter 14 we need to pay attention how God corrected Jeremiah
No 耶利米又祷告了
And Jeremiah prayed again
耶利米是祷告啊还是没有脱出刚才上一个祷告的情绪
But Jeremiah continued the same feelings like what he had prayed before.
那我们念一下弟兄姊妹你就已经可以感觉得到的。
We'll read it once and you'll feel it.
十九节。
Verse 19.
这是耶利米向神说的话。
This is what Jeremiah said to God.
你全然弃掉犹大吗
Have you rejected Judah completely?
你是厌恶锡安吗
Do you despise Zion?
为何击打我们以致无法医治呢
Why have you afflicted us so that we cannot be
我们指望平安却得不着好处
We hope for peace but no good has come.
指望痊愈却不料受了惊惶
For a time of healing but there's only terror.
耶和华我们承认自己的罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽因我们得罪了你
O Lord, we acknowledge our wickedness and the guilt of our fathers. We have indeed sinned against you.
求你为你名的缘故不厌弃我们。
For the sake of your name, do not despise us.
不辱没你荣耀的宝座。
Do not dishonor your glorious throne.
求你罪孽不要背了与我们所立的约。
Remember your covenant with us and do not break it.
而外邦人虚无的神中有能降雨的吗？
Do any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain?
天能自降甘霖吗？
Do the skies themselves send down showers?
耶和华我们的神啊。
No, it is you, O our Lord.
能如此的不是你吗？
It is you.
所以我们仍要等候你。
Therefore, hope is in
you. 因为这一切都是你所造的。
For you are the one who does all this.
弟兄姊妹，你看耶利米这个祷告对不对？
Brothers and sisters, you think this is correct?
话语完全对。
The words are correct.
话语完全对。
The words are completely correct.
他认罪。
He confessed his sins.
不仅是我这个人犯罪。
Not only did I sin.
我们祖先也犯了罪。
Our ancestors sinned.
但神啊，但是你的名也是很重要的。
But Lord, your name is very important.
你还看到。
You also see.
现在我们受了干旱。
Now we have a drought.
我们承认。
We confess.
这个是你管教我们。
This is your discipline.
因为这些事情只有你能做。
Because you are the only one who can do this.
别人不能做。
Nobody else can do it.
只有你能做。
You are the only one who can do it.
因为你是真神。
Because you are the true God.
不是外邦人的神。
Not the God of the Gentiles.
那所以呢？
So,
我们仍然等候你。
We are still waiting upon you.
因为这一切都是你造的。
Because all this is from you.
话语对不对？
Are the words correct?
完全对。
It's completely correct.
但是我们看到十五章的时候
But when we read chapter 15,
弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情
When sister, you can see one thing.
十五章一开始
In the beginning,
耶和华对我说
Then the Lord said to me,
只有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求我的心也不顾惜这百姓
Even if Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not go out to these people.
比十四章的神的那个拒绝他的祷告的那个答复又更严重了。
It's more even more severe than the reply of God in chapter 14.
不是你耶利米祷告，我就要听。
It's not that because you're Jeremiah and you pray that I have to listen.
现在就是摩西出来。
But even if Moses comes out,
出来
Samuel comes out.
他们站在我面前为着百姓来求。
If they pray for the people before me,
我也不听。
I would not listen.
弟兄姊妹，为什么是那样严重？
Why is it so severe?
弟兄姊妹，你注意，那个问题出在什么地方？
What does the problem come out?
那刚才我一直说，
I was saying,
耶利米这个祷告的话语完全对。
The words of Jeremiah's prayers were completely correct.
没有一点不对的地方。
There's nothing wrong with it.
但是他出问题就出在一个地方。
But the problem comes out from one place.
所有的对是他自己。所有的对的只是表达他的自己。
When he expressed himself, it's all correct.
但是他这一个祷告呢
？But this prayer.
他是站在犹大的地位上面来祷告。
He is standing on the position of Judah to pray.
你看十四章的末了。
You see the last part of chapter 14.
就说能神啊，能如此的不是你吗？
It says, God, this is you who can do this.
所以我们仍要等候你、
so we'll,
因为这一切都是你造的。
So we'll still wait upon you because you are the only one who does all this.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个话你把我们改成我那就完全对了。
If you change the we and ours to you, I, it will be correct.
你现在是说我们仍然等候你就不对了。
It says, therefore, our hope is in you is incorrect.
第一是事实上不对。
In the, based on the fact
that 犹大的众民并没有这样的一个等候。
Because the people of Judah, they do not have that hope.
这个是头一点。
This is the first.
第二呢？
The second one?
这个是可以说是一个认罪的祷告。
This can be considered a prayer of confession.
但是这个认罪只是耶利米一个人。
But the confessor is Jeremiah himself.
犹大的众人并没有认罪。
The people of Judah, they did not confess the sin.
又直接碰到一件什么事情呢？
And what do you encounter?
我们可以在神面前认罪。
We can confess before God.
但是我们没有资格，也没有条件，也不应该替别人认罪。
But we are not qualified, or should we confess for other people? For
认罪是人具体人。直接和神中间的事。
You have to be the person to confess the sin to God.
我能向神认罪。
When we confess our sins before God.
但是我不能替你向神认罪。
But we cannot confess your sins to God.
因为认罪这个不是只是在那里一个形式说，哎呀，我错了。
But this is not a routine. We just say, I'm wrong.
要犯罪的人从心里面知道自己。
It's the person who committed a sin that they know in their heart that they have committed something.
然后直接到神面前来去承认。
And they come directly to God to confess.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们实在看见，按照耶利米服侍到现在的时候，他应该不会有这样的愚昧才对。
We see that for Jeremiah, according to where he is now, according to his service, he should not be doing this.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不注意。
But we cannot but to pay attention.
我们是用我们今天的实际来说，我们是从亚当进入基督的。
According to where we are now, we are coming from Adam to enter into Christ.
我们进入基督，地位是改变了。
We enter into Christ, our position has changed.
但是实际不一定完全的改变。
But the reality is not necessarily changed.
不只说是不一定，而是说肯定是没有完全的改变。
We can say that our reality has not changed.
所以需要不住的在那里，有仰望，有等候，有寻求，有操练。
So that we need to keep looking upon God and to wait on Him and to seek after Him.
这样在服侍的里边，一边服侍，一边脱掉。我们该脱掉的。
So in our service, we'll continue to serve Him and to leave behind what needs to be left behind.
然后让神他自己的性情在我们的里边一点一滴的来填补进来。
So we'll let God's nature to fill us up one by one.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看耶利米的时候。
When we look at Jeremiah.
如同看亚伯拉罕一样。
It's as if we're looking at Abraham.
亚伯拉罕一开头的时候是一个没有信心的人。
In the beginning, Abraham was a person who has no faith.
但是他经过一生的日子，他就成了信心之父。
But after he lived his life, he has become the father of faith.
他不是生来是信心之父。
He wasn't born the father of faith.
他是经过许多的软弱失败，又靠着神的怜悯和恩典站立。
But it's after much failure and then he, according to God's mercy, he can stand up.
慢慢的就成熟。
So he matured gradually.
耶利米也是一样。
The same for Jeremiah.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣灵把他有缺陷的也记录下来。
The Holy Spirit has recorded his failure.
他这个缺陷不是行动。
And what he lacks is not in his action.
完全是认识上面的问题。
It's all on his action.
对神没有一个很准确的认识
that he did not have a correct knowledge,
所以才产生这样的缺陷
so that he has this lacking.
我们感谢神
we thank God.
依着他的缺陷我们也受了光照
because of his lacking we are enlightened.
我们在神的面前就懂得
and we know before God.
什么叫做奉主名祷告
what is to pray in the Lord's name.
什么叫做按照他的旨意向他求
What is it to seek after him according to his will?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
今天说本来我想看完十五章。
Originally, I would like to finish chapter 15.
我现在不行了。
But we can't do it now.
我想今天晚上就停在这
儿。And we'll stop here tonight.
不过弟兄姊妹能看到一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
我们在神的面前需要更多的追求，学习体贴神的心意。
We need to seek after God even more and learn how to be mindful of His will.
我十分相信先知书留下来不是仅仅叫我们看见过去神怎么挽回他的百姓的历史。
I truly believe the books of the prophets is not only for us to see how God delivered these people.
也是让我们看见一个被神用的人 他是怎么在神面前长成过来的。
They also let us see how a person who's used by God, how he matured before God.
属灵的成长没有一步登天的事情。
There's no shortcut in spiritual growing.
都是慢慢慢慢的脱落，又慢慢慢慢的在神面前接受他的补满。
It's a gradual process of letting go and letting God fill in us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想晚上我们就停在这。
We'll stop here tonight.